from what we've read in this article, the Horn of Africa is affected severely by famine as a result of drought, failed harvests, and rising food prices. Many believe, including myself, that GMOs, genetically modified foods, can help people regarding these issues. Genetically modified crops can be made that are resistant to drought. They can help improve harvests. And modern technologies can help bring water to the masses to help combat drought. This would result in more food yielded from harvests, and more food would mean lower food prices.
Although the situation in Africa is dire, there is some short-term hope that exists. International aid organizations are responding to the drought, which is causing famine, and assisting refugees by setting up refugee camps. In spite of this, nearly 1,000 people fled in September across the border. However, GM foods can be beneficial. There is also some scientific evidence to prove that they can be harmful to the body, causing cancers.
Yeah, that is one reason why genetically modified foods have sort of a stigma in America. There's a great big health food craze. You know, people are worried that genetically modified foods would be bad for the body because they're not natural. They could cause cancer or any sort of medical maladies. But you can't deny the goodness that can come out of genetically modified foods.